Hey everyone, and welcome back. We're going deep today.
Diving deep.
Yeah, diving deep into the world of crypto and cybersecurity. It's always a hot topic, right? But
always.
This time it's about a recent data breach.
Oh yeah.
That really kind of shows how crypto is like the Wild West out there.
It is. It's true. It's unregulated, and that creates some challenges.
Exactly. So much opportunity, but also so many risks.
You got it.
So our main source for today is this Cyber Daily article. Have you seen this? It's about this company, Transact.
I have. They're basically like a bridge between normal money and crypto, right?
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah.
A payment processor helping people buy and sell all those different cryptocurrencies.
And they just had a breach.
They did, a big one. Over 92,000 users affected.
That's a lot of people.
It is about 1% of their user base, the article says, but still. And the real problem is what got leaked.
Oh, yeah. They say no financial info was compromised, but...
But names, birth dates.
Passport info, driver's licenses.
And even selfies.
Even selfies.
That's just creepy. But so seriously, how valuable is this stuff to hackers? It doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal. This is the kind of info they can use for identity theft or even worse stuff down the line.
So it's not just about losing money right now. Mm. It could impact you for years.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get into how this even happened. The article calls it a sophisticated phishing attack.
Targeting Transact's KYC vendor.
KYC. Sorry for those who don't know. What is that?
Know your customer. It's a way for like banks and stuff to verify who you are to prevent fraud.
Okay, so Transact used a third party for that.
And that's where the hackers got in.
So even if Transact had great security, their vendor was the weak link.
Classic example. It's always the weakest link that brings the whole thing down.
Makes sense. So who are these hackers? Stormus is the name that keeps coming up.
Ransomware gang.
I've heard that name. What do they do exactly?
Basically, they lock up your files with encryption, and they hold the key. Hmm. Then they demand money to get it back.
Like a digital hostage situation?
Pretty much. And there's all kinds. Some are just annoying. Others are very, very organized.
So where does Stormus fall on that scale? Are they serious?
Last year, they hit a big energy company in Europe, leaked a bunch of data when they didn't get paid.
So they mean business.
Definitely. And they claim to have 300 gigabytes of data from Transact.
300 gigabytes. That's insane. What are they going to do with all that?
Sell it, maybe? Use it for more attacks? Or just extort Transact directly?
Good questions. So what's Transact doing about all this? The article says they're doing the usual stuff.
Hired security experts notifying users, talking to regulators.
But are they being upfront about it?
Well, they haven't said when the breach happened or if they'll negotiate with Stormus.
Or how partners were affected.
Right. A little concerned. Transparency is important so people can protect themselves.
Sure. So we've talked about this Transact breach.
The specifics, yeah.
But what does it all mean? What's the bigger picture here?
Well, it shows that crypto companies are targets.
For real. The article even mentioned that Radiant Capital heist.
$50 million gone just like that.
It's crazy. Crypto is getting more mainstream. The risks are getting bigger, too.
And that raises a big question.
Mm.
As crypto gets bigger, how do we keep it safe?
Right. Because it has so much potential, but...
It does.
These attacks are scary.
They are. And it makes you think, what about my data? Even if I don't use crypto...
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Why should I care about this?
Because hackers can use little bits of info from all over.
Like puzzle pieces.
Exactly.
Mm.
And build a whole profile. Enough to steal your identity, or worse.
So it's like, you have a house, right? With doors and windows.
And you wouldn't leave them all unlocked, would you?
No way. So my online stuff needs locks, too.
Yep. It's not just about bank accounts anymore. It's everything.
Okay, so what kind of locks are we talking about? Give us the tips.
Strong passwords. Number one, different password for every site.
So many passwords to remember.
Use a password manager. Those are lifesavers.
Way better than sticky notes.
For sure. And watch out for phishing. Those emails and texts that look real.
Oh, yeah. Those are sneaky.
Don't click anything suspicious. And never give out personal info unless you're 100% sure.
Good point. Real companies won't ask for your password or social security number over email.
Never. If something seems off, contact the company yourself. Through their website.
Okay, what else?
Two-factor authentication. If a site has it, use it.
It's that thing where they send a code to your phone, right?
Right. It's a little extra step, but it makes a big difference.
Worth it. Anything else?
Stay informed. There are websites and stuff.
Yeah.
Government websites, even.
With info about the latest scams and stuff?
Yeah. The FTC, the CS.
Yeah.
They have good stuff.
Free, too, right?
Totally free.
Oh.
A little knowledge goes a long way.
True. Cybersecurity never ends, right? It's a constant thing.
It is. Stay vigilant.
Okay. So we've talked about the breach. what it means for us, and how to stay safe.
We've covered a lot.
But this whole thing makes me think, what if this is just the beginning?
What do you mean?
Like, as crypto grows, will the attacks get worse?
It's possible. The stakes are getting higher. But that also means smarter solutions.
New ways to fight back.
Yep. Better security, stronger rules, more awareness. We can't just be scared. We have to be proactive.
I like that. Maybe some people listening are now interested in cybersecurity.
It is a cool field. Always changing, lots to learn.
So many opportunities to
Exactly. Maybe someone listening will be the next cybersecurity superstar.
Now that's a great thought. Well, that wraps up our deep dive for today.
Thanks for joining us.
And hey, if you learned something new today,
share it with a friend.
Exactly. Spread the word. You might save someone from a headache.
A digital headache.
Because cybersecurity is all of our responsibility.
We got to look out for each other.
Yeah.
Like a neighborhood watch online.
Love that. A digital neighborhood watch.
Stay curious. Stay vigilant. Stay safe, everyone.
And remember, keep diving deep. You know, it's kind of ironic.
What's that?
We're talking about all this digital stuff, but
yeah,
it reminds me of the real world, too.
How so?
Like a neighborhood.
Yeah.
You gotta look out for each other.
That's true. We're all connected whether we like it or not.
Exactly. So let's all be good digital neighbors, right?
Spread the word. Share what you've learned.
Help each other stay safe.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day,
you're all in this together.
That's a great way to put it.
Well, that's about it for our deep dive today.
Another one down.
Until next time, stay curious, stay vigilant.
And most importantly, stay safe out there.
And keep diving deep.